Blog Talk Radio.
To give up his life to save us so that we will have an opportunity to live forever. I thank God for that. Listen, Sheep, this is my third time trying to come to you today. Satan has been messing with me. Let me tell you, the first time I came, I tried to come to you, Sheep, is that I only had 15 minutes where I had scheduled my program for 15 minutes when I know and you know that it takes me longer than 15 minutes to read a chapter in the Bible. And I may not get finished with the chapter 4. While I'm talking with you, get your Bibles and go to 1 John. That's in the back of the book, the Bible, that is. It's maybe two chapters before Revelation. And what I am to read to you today must really be important for Satan to try to stop me from coming on to you all. He does not want you to know, but my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep. And that's what I am going to do to the best of my ability, whether he likes it or not. If I have to suffer the consequences of it, so be it. I'm doing what my Father told me to do, and that is feed his sheep. I didn't want to do it, but when I was going up in the dream that I had, I was going up a mountain of dead babies, and I had asked Father to stop this. But he wouldn't. He was saying, "Feed my sheep," and I knew that in a story that I had, my pastor had told me earlier about the cock crowing three times. And my father was saying the same to me, "Feed his sheep," and I didn't want the cock to crow three times on me. I was scared, but I wanted to do what he told me to do. So let me get started reading to you what I normally do. I normally read you something that our Father has said before I read my scripture that I have to read to you. That is, I want you to go to 1 John chapter 3, and we will start reading from verse 4. What this lesson that I am to read to you today must really be important, because Satan, that's the first time he has done that to me that I can recall. I can recall getting sick on the air, but or trembling on the air, but never where I was not able to come on. Hopefully, no one at Blog Talk Radio was stopping my program. The second one, he stopped the first one. I scheduled myself for 15 minutes, and I should not have. I should have scheduled myself for 45 minutes, just as I have scheduled my program to just now for you all. Let me go to 1 John chapter 3 and start reading at verse 4. Whosoever sinneth transgresses, that means to break the law, also the law. He transgresses also the law. He breaks the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. So sin, doing sin, is breaking the law, period. And you know that he was manifested, he was made known to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. Now he's talking about Yeshua, our brother, God's son. And they call him Jesus Christ, but his name is Yeshua. That's what I have, or Yah is what I have read in the Bible. Verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. So if we believe in him and do whatever he says and follow his words, we don't sin. He forgives us of our sin. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. Let he that deceiveth righteous is righteous, even he is righteous. Now, little children, as the Bible says, and I normally call you babies or a sheep. Let me read that again to you. Verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, made known, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So our Father is telling you right now, what is it that you not don't understand about that? He manifested his only begotten Son that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. In this, the children of God are manifested. The children of God is made known, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. I know you understand that. God makes his words plain. Sometimes they are difficult to read. But this here, he's making plain. This is he that loveth not his brother. For This is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Did you just listen to that song I played by Mr. Rich? You got to put love in your heart. You got to stop hating and stop being as you are. You know you're devilish. You know you're wrong. You do things wrong, and you know that. Now, this verse coming up, verse 12, I've always wanted to know, why did our Father God reject Cain in the Garden of Eden? Because he gave his fruit. But I understand why. I could not understand. He gave. Why would he give? He gave, and I just thought, well, he was jealous. But this question, this sentence, not sentence, this verse 12 answers my question. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. He's saying Cain was not the son of Adam and slew his brother. Well, Eve was his mother. So was Eve the mother of his brother that he slew. And wherefore, his brother's name was Abel, wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil. That's why he slew him, because his own works were evil and his brother's was righteous. That's why he slew him. I thank my Father for answering my question, and maybe your question as well. I have read to you from the New Testament, 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 12. And let me read verse 13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. So, if I was being cut off because the world hates me, the first of the second two times, I have come to you three times today trying to get this message to you. The first one, I put in 15 minutes when I should have not. I usually put in 40 minutes. When you fall down, I fell down. Now I'm trying to get back up and come to you to read to you what is in Deuteronomy chapter 4. It seems as the devil, the evil one, did not want me to read this as much as I can to you. But I will. I should stop and say a little prayer first, and then tell you all, your sheep, who I am. Let me say a quick prayer. And you say your prayer to our Father in heaven, as I say my prayer to you, and then I will finish and then introduce myself as to who I am. Our Father, who are in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Even though I have had a couple of obstacles to come before me, and I fell down, but I'm trying to get back up. I'm coming to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my good health and for providing all sheep with good health. And thank you for providing us with sane and sound mind and giving us prosperity. I thank you for all the things that you have done and will do for me as long as I stay upon this earth. Thank you for allowing me to be obedient to your word. And for those people who are not obedient. Give them courage to do your will as I am trying my best to do your will. Father, thank you for giving Detroit good weather, even though I had heard on the radio, on the television before I start this program, bad weather is coming to us. But I believe you are blessing us because I ask you to bless us all here in Detroit with good weather. And your will must be done to those places that you do not give good weather. I thank you for blessing us and keep on keeping natural disasters away from us like bad weather. I thank you for keeping chemical disasters away from us too here in Detroit, Michigan, where we are. I say this quick prayer in your Yeshua's name, better known as in the name that was given him to him by the white folks. Jesus, I thank you. Amen. I also want to tell you that in the book of Hosea, that's spelled in the Old Testament, chapter 4, verse 6, that's spelled H-O-S-E-A, pronounced Hosea. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you. That you should be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of that of your God. I will also forget your children. We don't want that. We want to remember. We want to read this Bible and remember everything that's in it so that when you come back, my Father, you will, if you quiz us, we will know that we are to know these things and remember these things. Also, in 2 Timothy, he tells us that 2 Timothy, that's you'll find in the New Testament. It's called 2 Timothy. You pronounce it like 2 Timothy. In chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what you're supposed to do. And I am supposed to tell you. My Father told me to be a sheep. And I'm doing the best that I can. Now, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Let this be a blessed day. Remember to keep the Sabbath. And we're going to read this sometime Friday. Also, in the book of Deuteronomy and Exodus, the Ten Commandments, it says, I have not read where it tells you not to follow my father's law. In today's lesson, Moses said, tells us that we are to follow his law. He tells us we are to do what he says. Oh, Lord, my computer just went off. Moses commands us to be obedient in chapter 4, and I'll read that, start reading that in a few moments. Now, sheep, also I tell you to find the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. Read it for yourself, and then you make up your mind as to whether or not you're going to follow our Father in heaven or not. You can do what some of the other preachers are telling you to do. You are, as far as I'm concerned, to be obedient to our Father in heaven. And he has written a book that no one else has. He has given us black folks a book, the Bible. Understand that? I want you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down some of the references that I may state to you, some of the scriptures that I may say. Thank you for listening, as always. And if you can, follow me. I will tell you what is written in the Bible to the best of my ability. Now, let's go into Deuteronomy. That is spelled D-E-U, T-E-R, Onomy, O-N-O-M-Y. So let me spell it straight for you. D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y. We are in chapter 4. Hopefully I can read as much as I can to you before the program goes off. I'm looking to see if I've stayed on less more than 15 minutes. But nonetheless, let's get started. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, therefore, hearken, that means listen, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of our fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the words which I command you or order you, neither shall you diminish, take away zero from it. You should not change his words. Now, I have heard that, some people want to put down different words, but you sheep stay with the words that are written in the Bible, not the alternative that they are proposing to type up. That means to me that he does not follow our Father's word, and he is perhaps a person, a child of the devil, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Again, he's ordering you to follow the Lord's words. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did of Baal-Peor for all the men that followed Baal-Peor. That's B-A-A-L hyphen P-E-O-R. The Lord God has destroyed them from among you. He destroyed them. And hopefully, when he comes back, he will destroy those people who are telling us wrong and not teaching us right and have done bad things to us. I want you, sheep, to read Genesis chapter 15, all of it. Read it all so that you will know what our Father has planned for us. You know, it was God back in that time speaking to Abraham, and he told Abraham that his seed, and I am the father, I'm one of his seed, that we shall be in a strange land that is not ours, and we shall serve them, and we have served them, we have been slaves to them, that they shall afflict us 400 years. According to what I read in the history class when I was in school over 30 years ago, we would serve them. We came to this country in 1619, he said. And the 1619 is not this year. That is But we are in 2019. And so I forget what month it was. It was in June or July. But nevertheless, let me go on and try to read as much of this Bible as I can unto you. I'm trying to teach you what I know. Moses says, I command you, neither shall you diminish not for it. Don't take away from it. Ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you, which he orders you. You shall have, your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-Peor, for all the men that followed Baal-Peor, and that's spelled B-A-A-L hyphen P-E-O-R, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. Thank you, Father, for doing that, for protecting us. But you did cleave unto the Lord your God, are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as the Lord my God commanded me. He ordered me. I've taught you the way that you should go in the land where you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations that shall hear these words and statutes, saying, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Well, we are supposed to be that, but we were taken away because of our forefathers' sin. That's why we were brought to this country. We were not supposed to be, but I hope our Father forgives them quickly, forgives us, and put us back in the land where we're supposed to be. For the nation that is there so great, who has God so near or nigh, in that year unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon for him. And for that nation there so great, that has statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law, which I set before you today, before you this day. Only take heed, and that is to notice or pay attention to yourself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest you forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of your life, but teach them your sons and your sons' sons, especially the day of the Lord. You stood before the Lord thy God, your God, in Horeb, that's spelled H-O-R-E-B, which the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you come near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the people spake unto you. Let me read verse 12 again. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. You didn't see anyone or the likeness of anyone. Only you heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant. Declared he made known unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Take you therefore good heed that he needs to listen unto yourselves, for you shall know matter of similitude on this day of the Lord. Let me read verse 15 again in your hearing. Take you therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude. That means you saw no form or person on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness, this saying similitude is form or likeness of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is among that. Let me read verse 17 again. The likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth upon the ground, the likeness of anything, of any fish that is in the water beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when you seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God, your God, has divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you, that is us of the black race, and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance. Ye, as you are this day, we are the people of the inheritance to our Father in heaven. And there, read Revelations chapter 2 and 9, as well as Revelation chapter 3 and 9. It tells you that they are the children of Satan that's pretending to be us. That's why I tell you to read the Bible. If I had not read the Bible, I would not know that. I would not know those things. God, forgive me that I have had many good preachers, and I have not learned many of the things that I am learning where our fathers told me to feed his sheep, and I'm learning this now. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and swore that I should not go over Jordan and that I should not go in unto that land which the Lord your God giveth you for an inheritance. That's why Moses was not to go over to heaven, over into the promised land, because if you can remember back when I read to you, he struck a rock when he was not supposed to hit the rock, but he did. Let me go into verse 22. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but you shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed, you know, pay attention unto yourself, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he has made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God, your God, has forbidden you. He has forbidden you. He's told you not to do those things. So he does not want you to do those things. But the Lord, your God, is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. And he's a consuming fire. You don't do that. So this is what the Bible says. He's a consuming fire. When thou hast begotten children, verse 25, when you shall beget children and children's children, and you shall have remain long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves and make graven images or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger. You know, provoke means to arouse or to trigger him. Don't make our Father angry. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you shall soon utterly perish them from off the land whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. So if our Father wants us to possess the land where we shall go, remember, we shall utterly destroy those there because they worship other gods and they don't worship our Father. And I find that to be true because I worked with some of those that are from there, and they do not worship Jesus. They'll tell you he is just born of a woman just like you and I. But I believe our Father in heaven. He came. Read in Matthew, the second chapter, I think it's verse 13, where he tells Joseph to take his wife and baby over to Egypt. And the reason why is that the one that they have lied to us about, that is not brown skin or black. And that you should know. I have read it to you before, but you may not have paid attention. you shall not prolong your days upon it, but you shall utterly destroy. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations that he has done, because our forefathers was not obedient to him. And ye shall be left few in number among the heathen. And our father is calling those people heathen. We are left among the heathen, whether you shall serve where he shall lead you. And there you shall serve God, the works of men's hand, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat, nor smell, but if from hence thou you shall seek the Lord your God, you shall find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. And that is true. That's why my Father in heaven perhaps spoke to me. I was seeking him. I was really sad at that time in my life. When thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon you, and these things come upon us, we were slaves, and I sought the Lord. And he has found me, come back, and he told me to do what I'm doing. And I'm trying to read to you what the prophets told us in the Bible. And all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord your God, and shall be obedient unto his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore unto them. Let me read verse 32, and I'll probably stop there. For ask now of the days that are past, which are before you, since the days that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there has been other such thing as this thing among. Let me read this over again. Verse 32. Ask now of the days. I'm going to stop at verse 32 and pick up with you on Friday afternoon. It's always something. Always. And my pen will not write. But I will remember to say that. Start in verse 32, Friday. Let's say a closing prayer right quickly. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection of us from the evil one night and day. Thank you for protecting us from Satan. In Jesus' name, also in Yeshua's name, Jesus has said so much, I say that all the time too. As in James chapter 4 and verse 15, if it is the Lord's will, I shall be with you come this Friday evening at 5 o'clock. Thank you all for listening. You could have been doing something else or somewhere else, but you were here listening to my word. Also, I want you sheep to go and purchase from Google, iTunes, Apple Play, high and lift it up. Thank you.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. He won't let you down, and I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart.
I want you to know that. He does not want you to know that.